Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Bell's here. Chip is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's an author extraordinaire. He just keeps cranking out very, very important books. He's the founder of Chip Bell Group, and he works with companies all over the world to help them put their best foot forward, especially in dealing with customers. Companies like Cadillac and Ritz-Carlton, but his big client is the one he's so proud of is Bubba's Bait and Marina, and he's our good friend. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book, The
Nine and a Half
Principles of Innovative Service. Now, they can't have it right now, but can they pre-order it?
Yes, they can. If you go on simpletruth.com, you can pre-order it as of yesterday, and of course it'll be up on Amazon in the next week. And so, yes.
And so, we're going to give you a peek into the book today, ladies and gentlemen. Even though you won't be able to take a delivery for a couple of weeks, but go ahead and get your early order in. At least I think you're going to want to do that when you hear what Chip has to say. All right, Chip, You and I have been around a long time. I mean, I don't have premature gray hair, Chip. and so I've been serving customers. I've been loving up my customers. I think I know a little bit about serving customers. And I did always subscribe to the value added approach to customer service. Give them more than they ask for. The baker's dozen, 13 instead of 12, et cetera, et cetera. You say that may be a little passe now.
I think it, for a lot of reasons, Jim, we like to think of it today as value unique. And I think there's several reasons surprise the customer.
All right.
Give an unexpected experience. And I think the reason I say value added basically means take what the customer expects and add more. Well, the tough economics have made the more a lot harder. Lot more difficult, particularly for small businesses, and they can't add that, you know, the hotel that used to say, we're going to upgrade you to a more expensive room, they got to sell that room, or the airline that says, yeah, we'll like to upgrade you to first class, I got to sell that seat in first class. So I think one reason why we say look for a unique, unusual, creative way to respond to the customer that's unexpected. Is a much more doable thing than the concept of just taking what they expect and adding more. That's one reason.
Value added has the danger of diminishing the value of your product.
Absolutely, because it gets built into the customer's expectations.
It's like when you always have a sale, then nothing's ever the regular price, right?
Well, exactly right. Or if I'm a frequent flyer and I always get upgraded, it's no longer a surprise.
Right.
And what happened, part of what's happened is organizations sort of have managed that whole concept of letting the computer decide whether you're a frequent guest or frequent traveler or whatever, and automatically upgrade you. And now you've lost the element of surprise. And one of the reasons why we know people stay at the slot machine is a random reinforcement. And so when we've lost that, the other aspect is we took it away from the front line. Too many times it's not the frontline generosity and ingenuity that's making the difference. It's just been built in, and we're programming. We've managed it. There's no variance. And so all those reasons, it's become longer the kind of unexpected surprise it used to be. And so that's why I say let's look for something more creative, more unique. And the whole book's about how to do innovative, creative service to the customer to provide that exceeding their expectations.
Right. Well, the let's talk about that. Give us an example of how that would work.
Well, I'll give you one of our principles, the 9.5 principles, is the whole concept. We call it the Cracker Jack principle. And,
right.
And you never knew what you were going to get in the Cracker Jack box.
the kids may not know what we're talking about here.
Well,
but,
that's true.
In case you don't know, a box of Cracker Jacks is caramelized popcorn, right? With maybe
exactly.
Some used to have nuts in them. I don't know if they still have nuts in them or not.
But at the bottom
of the box was a little trinket, a little toy of some kind. It
right.
wasn't worth much. A little plastic thing in a little envelope, and you were always you never knew what it was going to be, right?
Exactly that. And you never knew what it was going to be, and it also reinforces the point that the thing that's most impactful for the customer is when it's simple. You know, if we provide, you know, red carpet and helicopters and champagne, customers worry about what the cost is. So the more
right.
simple it is and the more unexpected it is, the more it works. And so the Cracker Jack, I'll give you a good example of what I call the Cracker Jack principle. My wife has a new car, traded in her old car, got a new car. A week after she had the new car, she turned on the radio for the very first time and discovered mm-hmm. the service tech had programmed in her radio stations from her trade-in.
Right.
Now, she didn't tell people about the car, and it was a pricey car. She talks about the radio. That's the kind of example that mm-hmm. customers now are going, oh, my gosh, let me tell you what they did. And they start telling their neighbors because of the uniqueness of the experience.
Right.
It's something that everyone can do.
Well, and the thing is, the truth is what that guy did really should be minimum, but in today's world, it's not. And so that wowed your wife. Another example for me, and this may not be Cracker Jack, but it was pretty impressive, is when I went to a new grocery store, and I didn't know where something was. I asked an employee, and they refused to tell me where it was. They absolutely refused. They would not tell me where it was. They insisted on taking me there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Barta Page from Ritz-Carlton Hotels. We'd escort you there.
Yeah, this person, you know, and the person is on the way to doing something, right? They've got a job, but they dropped what they were doing and took
exactly.
me to where I needed to go. And
exactly.
and that impressed me, and frankly, I didn't expect it.
Exactly. And that's the unexpected aspect is what we lost. We used
right.
to have in value-added, the baker's dozen
right.
kind of
right.
thing. It used to surprise
us. Like everything else, it gets out of hand. Chip, give us the website again, please.
It's simpletruths.com.
Simpletruths.com. The book is called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. It's going to be, you can have it in your hands in about 2 weeks, but you can go ahead and order it right now, and I encourage you to do that. 20 after, right back with Chip Bell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.